KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station. If you're not down with that, we've got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the Gao Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ Is The Real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. However, if you're texting or doing any of that right now, I can't see it because...
your computer doesn't work.
Yeah, the show has gone to hell from the beginning. If you're just joining us, we have some Four Loko here. Jong and AJ both slam two of these, so that we could get Jong drunk enough to sing Adele, which is going to happen this segment. So
yes. We'd like to thank Roger from Four Loko for dropping these off.
Right.
Yesterday.
So, are you sure you want to thank him?
Well, let's see how the singing goes. But that's going to happen this segment. We're going to do it in just a minute. But in the interim, you know, there's these signs outside the Yahoo studio that say no food or drink. And I always make fun of them. I'm like, what idiot would spill in a studio?
Yeah.
This idiot. The one guy who's not drinking spills coffee all over the place to start the show.
True.
And then my computer goes down and is still attempting repairs.
Did you spill coffee on your computer?
No. The coffee went towards AJ. And we have a pretty big table here, and it just sort of spread that direction.
Can you imagine if this happened in the old studio, where how much mess it would have made?
Oh, yeah. It would have destroyed my computer, his computer.
Probably the mics, because it would have went into the computers.
Well, I've learned my lesson. I'm now putting them over here, so the only way I knock them down, they fall on the floor or fall on my leg. But because I always have a cup of coffee and a cup of water for the whole show. All right. You all right in there?
I'm fine.
You're howling. You're still red. Mm. By the way, and Tyler's awful red, too. I know he's having one of those. So.
Did Tyler finish the whole big can?
No, I think he's working on it right now.
He needs to pick up his game a little bit.
Okay.
Well, but and Tyler is a pretty good drinker, from my understanding. He drinks...
He drinks good beer, but yes. I've never actually been with him for a volume effort. See, I'm a...
He has about a couple inches left.
Okay. Well.
That's what she said.
Yeah. He also mentioned something about having sex or something earlier, so maybe that explains it. All right. You ready for this or no? Now he's finished it now.
Yeah, Tyler finished it.
So, while you're doing that, I came up with an idea that I want to bounce off the team here after you guys have had a couple, because it's a better idea with you drunk. I think we should do this on a Friday and have David Gowan here. And have him have a few with us, and let the listeners ask David Gao questions about the station while imbibing with us.
Well, that's a terrible idea.
I know it's a terrible idea, but it'd be fun.
Yeah.
See, we're the only sports station where you can have the CEO and owner of the station actually come in during your shows.
That's true. Well, 1560 can too, but we're the only sports station you can hear that can do that.
Well, yeah. That's not nice. You're supposed to lock it in. Come
on. Lock it in.
Anyway. I could just, Jong's, oh boy, this is going to be a disaster. All right, Jong, get yourself together, man. You got to do some singing here. So, and if you've never heard the show before, we do this from time to time, and it's usually a disaster or it's great. There's no in between. So if you hate it, that's okay.
Usually a disaster.
I want you to belt this out, Jong, from the inside.
Well, the thing is that Adele has such a range that I can't really do.
I don't care. I want you to try.
Now David Philpott comes into the studio.
Oh, no, I went back up from Philpott.
Philpott can get in on this.
It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything.
Here we go.
They say it's time supposed to heal you, but it ain't much healing. Hello.
Oh, yeah, John.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm in California dreaming about who you used to be.
We used to be
when we were younger.
And free.
And free.
Yeah.
I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell off my feet. Such a difference.
How many miles, though?
Between us. Million miles.
But
hello from the other side.
Oh yes. How many times did you call?
Must have called a thousand.
That's
times.
Right. What were you gonna tell me?
To tell you I'm sorry.
For what?
For everything I've done. I call you never seems to be home. Hello from the other side. At least I say that I try.
Oh, it's so good, John.
To tell you I'm sorry.
For what?
To think in your heart
okay.
that it doesn't really doesn't you apart anymore.
Oh, I love when you get to that romantic part. Are you going to do another verse?
Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm all right. It's so typical, though.
It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope.
Yep.
That you're well. Did you ever make it out of town?
No.
Nothing ever happened. It's no secret.
What isn't a secret?
That the both of us are running out of time.
All right, kill it here, John.
Hello from the other side. I must have.
Yes.
How many times?
1,000.
To tell you I'm sorry for everything I've done. When I call you, you never seem to be home. Hello from the outside.
Oh, yeah.
At least I've tried.
You have tried.
To tell you I'm sorry.
That's enough. That's enough of this.
You know, I could never.
Fred, what do you think of that?
I think I could never hook up with Adele because 10 years later, she'd come back and say, "Don't you miss me?" No, dude, you're kind of chunky, and that was once.
And I'm checking Twitter, and I think I'm getting mixed reviews here.
Okay, I will be. I think I might be checking Twitter shortly. I think my computer might be back, so I'll let you know. But We'll go to break, and hopefully I'll have a computer when we come back.
Yeah, apparently it's either radio gold or my ears.
Okay, see, that's what we go for here. And a lot of people say, oh, let's just be solid and go right down. No, we're either going to suck hard or we're going to be awesome.
Was Rich Lord, was what he was doing at 5 o'clock better than that? I can't imagine. I can't imagine that would be the case.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
See, did I do a good job backing you up, John? Did you feel good about it?
Oh, yeah. You do a good job all the time.
Okay, good.
Well, we needed Phil Potter.
I feel like we're a good team. I feel like I do a good job of...
Not that I want to mess with the band or anything,
and apparently, people were in here recording me sing.
And
Todd, our general sales manager, gives me a thumbs up, right?
You like that, Todd?
Yeah, okay.
He says money.
Well, yeah, it should be money. I don't know how John Karaoke isn't sponsored by now.
Exactly.
Probably the best thing we do on the radio.
All right. We're going to go to break. If you guys want to get in next segment, 713-780-3776. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hello. How are you?
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman. Turn
down for what? And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, I briefly have text back for just a moment.
I've gotten nothing but compliments about at least my part.
All right, well, I have to say, I finally got on the text line.
Has anyone said something negative about my performance? I can't imagine.
Well,
they would.
Gotten through about 40 texts. Like I said, my computer's about to crash again. Not a single negative. Probably the best one. Worst couple of weeks of my life. That brought me to tears, laughing hard. Thank you. See, that's what we do here. So, yeah, negative.
The only thing I got that is remotely negative is it safe to turn the radio back on?
Oh, come on.
I've gotten 19 tweets saying that it was good and one that said it was bad.
I just wanted to let your drunk asses know I have waited in my truck in the driveway to catch this segment and for John to sing. Best show ever. AJ on the backup vocals killing it. This is way better than the actual song.
Zach said, John and AJ nailed it. Hashtag hello.
Okay.
And Lance wants to play guitar. Wait, oh, no. He says, find a guitarist, bassist, and you guys can all sing. We are good to go. Hmm. So he said he plays the drums.
Okay, now I'm getting down to the bad comments. So can you imagine if someone switched over right now to hear a good sports show? Well,
no, they'd be in the wrong place.
Now, you can go break down how the Patriots offensive line is going to do against the Texans defensive line ad infinitum. My guest. Go right ahead.
And if you don't like it, we got two words for you.
Yeah, exactly. Look, this is the show, okay? And that's what it's been from the beginning. That's what it's going to be as long as we're doing it. And if you don't enjoy it, you don't have to tell us you don't enjoy it. Just go away. Is that Motley Crue song? Girl, don't go away mad. Girl, just go away. That's how I feel about it. We don't care.
Bitches be hating.
Somebody says, so disappointed. Just got in the car, missed it. Looks like I'm going to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Maybe we can run some back in the 6 o'clock hour.
You could probably catch this at the end of the show at Stupid Stuff.
Or we can...
We can just play the whole thing back as Stupid Stuff.
maybe we could bring RJ's segment in with that.
God.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Hmm. Yeah, I like throwing RJ off his game when he comes on because he plays along as well as anybody. Probably of all of our guests, he kind of gets that we're a little nutty. Mainly because he's hung out with us a couple times. So he kind of gets what we do. But, yeah, that'll be fun. Boy, we didn't get a chance to get into the Vikings and the end of that game. But what the hell were they thinking trying to run a play there like
okay,
that?
Okay, first of all, I said Teddy Bridgewater just lost in the game. And then everybody's like, dude, no way. That's not his fault. It's not all his fault.
Well, but you know what? At worst, it's 50% his fault.
Yeah.
At worst.
There is
and I love
no
the guy.
Way,
you know that.
Yeah, you're a Ted Bridgewater guy. You can't hold the ball that long and, like, triple pump fake and then get stripped. You just can't let that happen in that situation. If there's nothing there, you don't pump fake three times. You throw the ball away. It's pretty simple. You don't.
Yeah, there's no time for that.
You can't keep slapping
and
the
you
ball.
You do what you did on the play before.
Exactly.
It's not there. You throw it out of bounds. And I'm not even sure you needed to run another play there with no timeouts.
I think you just kick it and go for overtime.
Yeah, you take your chance right there because, that's on the coaching staff. But don't put your guy in that position. But he's got to make a better decision than that.
Yep.
Boss says, John and AJ have brought great honor to their families.
Thank you.
Marshall wants John drunk every day.
I wish John could get drunk every
have
day,
brought
too.
Great
but it's not
honor
gonna work that
to
way.
Your families.
It doesn't work that way.
All right, let's try. Is that Rob or Bob? I can't tell from here. I think it's Bob.
It's Rob.
Rob. Okay. Rob, you're on, bud. What's up, man?
Hey, it's Rob. Hey, sports, you guys.
Sports.
Hey, just all those haters, F them all. This is a great show.
Well, thank you. I don't worry about the haters. John doesn't worry about the haters, just like Adele doesn't worry about the haters. We do what we do.
We're the songbird of our generation.
That's right.
Taylor Swift. Hate is going to hate.
Well.
But the play is going to play.
Honestly, I'm sure there's somebody driving around going, what the hell is this? And it's like, okay, well, you haven't heard the show before. It's just something we do every now and then. And you know what? We're not here to just sit here and talk all sports. We're here to, you know, try to make you enjoy your afternoon. And sometimes enjoying your afternoon means hearing something that sounds like, oh, I don't know, nails on a chalkboard. Yeah. That's okay. That's okay, right? 713-780-ESPN. Let's try Eddie. Get Eddie on real quick. What is up, Eddie?
What's going on, guys? Sports to you.
Sports to you.
So, and this is kind of off the wall, but Kyle Allen's transferring from A&M. What do you think the chances are that someone is out after next year and Chip Kelly is in? I know it's not necessarily a...
That's a lot of things going on. I will say it's a bad look. This is the second year in a row where the guy who started as your quarterback, started the season as your quarterback, has transferred at the end of it. So Kenny Trill, Kyle Allen, neither worked out. And I don't think Kyle Allen's a bad football player. I think he had a really bad game against Bama, and that kind of it rolled into a game against Ole Miss. But the reality is Bama and Ole Miss are just better football teams than A&M.
He might not have been the best fit for that system either. I think he's more of a traditional drop-back kind of pro-style passer, which yeah, doesn't mean you can't thrive in that system, but...
Yeah. I think that Kyle Allen is going to end up going... I think he'll probably end up going to Oklahoma. And it would so when he sits out for a year, he'll come in and have 2 years left. He said that he wanted to go somewhere where they're going to have a senior quarterback next year. And my guess is that Kyle Allen ends up having more success than Kyler Murray, who still has me blocked on Twitter. Miss you, Kyler. I would tweet him to discuss this, but I can't.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Let's try Adam. What's up, Adam?
Hey, sports guys, man.
Sports to you.
Look, man, haters are going to hate. They're going to hate us because they hate us.
That's right.
But seriously, watch hand, man. If it's that bad, they're not going to play him because they're going to lose against the Patriots anyway, so it must not be that bad.
Well.
So I want to know what y'all would think about that. I'll hang up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a broken hand's a broken hand.
But we've said all along the game next week is more important than this one.
I think so, too.
And if there was any way.
Because there's not a lot of pressure for them to win this game.
No. So, yeah, I guess to that way of thinking, that makes sense. So. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 832 says, my girlfriend hates when I listen to you guys, but that had her laughing. You guys made her weak. So that's a positive. 832 says, I get the impression Fred didn't think that was gold. No, I did. I loved it. You know, sometimes the best thing you can do is just get the hell out of the way and let people do their things. You know, there's a skill in that. Then, of course, 512 from your old area. Ah, you know what? I'm not going to read you. Your tweet sucks. Or your text, excuse me. So, 713-780-ESPN. We'll get some serious sports here in a minute, I promise you. We'll have RJ on. We've worked in a little bit of everything. Yeah, you know what? Overwhelmingly positive, gentlemen.
I'll take it.
Everybody wants you to change your Twitter handle to Jongalicious.
Okay.
So, don't make me learn another one. Jeez. Took me forever to get Jongy football after.
I was thinking about, since Jong Snow is taken, I was thinking about Jongy Snow or Jongy Snowball.
Jong Snow is alive.
Yeah, Jongy Snow.
Jong Snow lives.
Yeah.
Well, Jong Snow is taken, but I was thinking Jongy Snow.
What if you stick another word?
Who the hell took Jong Snow?
Well, they haven't tweeted since 2013.
Like, call him. Say, hey, man, what's up?
I tweeted at him. But obviously, he hasn't responded.
Well, the guy who has AJHoffman.com, or the lady who has it, who is the widow of another AJ Hoffman who sells antiques in California, would sell me AJHoffman.com for the low price of $10,000, is what I was quoted.
What if she were to disappear? I'm just saying.
Who would be sad?
Okay. I'm just throwing that out there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. RJ Bell, we'll get our gamble on. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Just think while you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world.
Blitz. Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Now David Philpott comes into the studio.
Oh, no, I want backup from Philpott.
Philpott can get in on this.
It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything.
Here we go.
They say a time's supposed to heal ya, but it ain't much healing. Hello.
Oh, yeah, John.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm in California dreaming about who you used to be.
We used to be
when we were younger.
And free.
And free.
Yeah.
I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell off my feet. Such a difference.
How many miles, though?
Between us. A million miles.
And we're back on the Blitz.
Hello from
the stylings of Zhong Li.
Oh, yes.
Can't think of a better way to bring in RJ Bell than that. Founder of pregame.com.
Right. Zhong, I thought RJ would enjoy this.
Yeah. Upon second listen, I don't know. What's going on, RJ?
Here's what I know. I was sitting here saying, here comes Stairway to Heaven. I was ready for it.
We hit you with something special today.
Special, yes, special. That's the word.
We got Zhong drunk and had him do this at the top of the hour. So,
well, listen, they say when you're drunk, you do what you really want to do.
Interesting. I wouldn't know anything about that. What's going on today, man?
Oh, you know, a lot of... I actually like some favorites this week. It's quite unusual.
Really? That's a first?
Well, not a first, but unusual.
Well, we'll have to get to that. I want to ask you first off, though, that the Vegas best seven, I'm a little surprised to see your Steelers that high.
I agree. You know, we actually do a podcast. I call it the Dream Pod because, to me, it's a dream because I got two guys. One's David Malinsky, and he actually worked with Billy Walters for about almost 10 years. Who's the most famous sports bettor in the world. If you like sports betting, you haven't don't know much about Billy, you can check out. He was actually featured by 60 Minutes a few years ago. That's up on YouTube, Billy Walters. And then a guy named Steve Fezzik, who's the only guy to win the Super Contest twice ever, and that's the World Series of Poker of NFL handicapping. And we sit for an hour, and just I get to ask them questions about these games. And one of the things that we did this week was we look at Fezzik's power rankings, and he ranks the teams 1 to 32, and each of us get to question him and say, you're wrong about this team. Defend yourself. And the team I questioned this week was Pittsburgh. I thought he had them too high. But he makes an interesting point with the Steelers, is if – and they are in that cluster of seven. So let's talk about the seven teams all within 1 point of each other. Carolina is number one. They're sitting up there by themselves. Then you've got – three teams tied for second, a half point below Carolina. Pittsburgh, Arizona, Cincinnati. Then you've got three teams a half a point below them, a point below Carolina. Seattle, which some people might be surprised, but Fezzik likes Seattle a good bit. Denver, and then New England. Now, that's seven clustered at the top. I've never seen, in all the years I've done this, so many teams clustered at the top. So a ton of parity, a lot of really good teams, but no great team. New England was a great team just 5 weeks ago. 5 weeks ago, New England was 5 points above any other team in the NFL. All of the injuries, though, clearly huge ramifications. We've seen it on the field. Question is, how injured are they going to be for the playoffs? Do they even get a bye? Well, now, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, looking at Pitt and kind of bringing this full circle, talking about the Steelers, his point was you got to get rid of those non-Big Ben games. If you actually, because, you know, that's the truth, is without Big Ben, Pittsburgh's downgraded by 6 points or 7 points, so they're not even in the discussion, not even close. And if you actually look at the non-Big Ben games, the Steeler team has played really well. I will say one other thing to prove to you his numbers are right. Look at the line in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Typical home field is 3. Bengals have better than typical home field. Last 23 regular season home games, they've only lost 5 against the spread. 5 out of 23 only they've lost. Pittsburgh is a below average road team. Last 38 road games, 14 and 24 against the spread. And what's the line on this game? It's actually 2.5 now in most places, 3 at some. So I think if these teams were even, the line should be 3.5. The fact it's 2.5, and you can get 2.5 pretty easily now, tells you that the betting market thinks Pittsburgh is the better team than Cincinnati right now.
I find that fascinating, but I think he's right. I know you're close to the Steelers, so it's one of those things, you've watched them closely as anybody, but it does make sense, especially with that offense. I mean,
but I will say this. I talked about liking favorites. Probably my best bet of the week is Cincinnati, because I disagree with this matchup, and here's why. Pittsburgh's defense, if they're playing against a non-elite passing offense, is pretty good. They have maybe a slightly above average defense and maybe the best offense in the league. That's a pretty good team, right? But when Pittsburgh plays against a superior passing offense, this is a below average defense. And this defense really, really struggles. And just think back to Seattle. Russell Wilson isn't even that good. You know, I mean, in my opinion, Russell Wilson's certainly not Brady, certainly not Rod, you know, not amongst the very best. And they just tore up the Steelers defensive backfield, which is their real limitation. And to me, I'm not a huge Andy Dalton fan, but the combination of him being slightly above average with those receivers, with that tight end, you look at the stats, since he's one of the top 5 passing teams in the league. So to me, I think Pittsburgh does not match well up defensively against this Cincinnati team. And I think if you're pretty much picking the winner at 2.5, and I know you're not, because since he could win by 1 or 2, but you're pretty much picking the winner, I think Cincy is a heck of a bet this week.
What about the Patriots? Obviously, Patriots and Texans here in town this week. And 2 weeks ago, I'm guessing this line would have been 7.5, 8 New England. And now I'm seeing it as low as 3. And obviously, we talk about how much quarterbacks make a difference. How much does Gronk actually move the line if he doesn't play versus if he plays?
It's funny, because if you think back to the last Super Bowl that the Patriots played the Giants and Gronk was questionable in that game, I was asked that question 100 times, and the answer was always 0.5. They're like, only 0.5? And I said, yep, 0.5. But now I asked that another round of those questions the last week or two, and people now are saying, you know, 1.5, maybe even 2. So Gronk had a big name years ago, but he has become such a focal point of the offense. And that's the key. It's not, these values are not just how good you are. It's how valuable you are relative to the backup. And it brings up one more point, is when a team's particularly thin, and I'll give you an example. Klay Thompson tonight, you know, looking at the NBA, is out. Typically, he'd be worth 0.5. But because the Golden State has a few other injuries, Barnes, et cetera, he's actually worth 1 tonight. So, you know, it's dynamic how much a player is worth versus a certain opponent, with how healthy is the team otherwise. And really right now, Gronk is super valuable, because they go from having no weapons really to maybe the most effective weapon in the league. That's a big, big jump if he plays this week.
You know, we talk a lot about what the line would have been, like what last week's line would have been. And I'm looking at this Eagles-Bills game. And without the, if you take away the Eagles winning at New England, the two games before that, the Eagles had been outscored 90-31 by Tampa and Detroit, and now all of a sudden they are favorites over the Buffalo Bills, who are, you know, a potential playoff team, look like a pretty good football team. I mean, how much did that Eagles win last week over the Patriots, however fluky it may have been, how much did that affect the line?
It's funny you say that, because I actually have – I think you're making valid points. I actually have the opposite opinion in the game. I agree 100% that the win last week against the Patriots was fluky. Philadelphia benefited from fluky stuff. Agreed. I think, though, the reality of that win is super meaningful because of a couple reasons. One is they're still in the playoff hunt. They legitimately have a chance to make the playoffs. So you can't really question motivation. Number two, whenever you're running an unusual offense or defense, or even in life when you're doing something different from the crowd, you have to be confident to be contrary. I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan. He has a great line. He says, to live outside the law, you must be honest. So if you don't let society tell you, you better have something you really believe in. And Chip Kelly's not letting convention tell him what to do. And I think that team, you know, believed in Kelly the first 2 years, 20 wins over 2 years, questions about believing in Kelly and his system this year. But to go in and win that game, obviously confidence goes up, even if they were lucky. And I think there's a third element that makes me like Philadelphia here. It looks like Chip Kelly is going to be back. And think about your boss, and the listener out there should think about his or her boss and say, if you think that boss is out the door in 4 weeks, you're going to react a certain way. And if you think that boss is going to be there for another year plus, you're going to say, yeah, I'm disgruntled. Yeah, I'm going to go home and tell the wife I'm peed off. But you're probably not going to act out. And I think the odds of Kelly staying have gone up off that win and off some things we've seen in college where some jobs have filled up, et cetera, et cetera. So I think you're going to see this Philadelphia team, a team that people thought was one of the five best teams in the NFL entering the year. And I think we're going to see them be an impressive team, or at least an average team. Let's say impressive is not the right word. Let's say average. And you're saying the Bills might be in the playoff. Well, what's the Bills' record?
It's 500.
Yeah, so they're 6-6. What's Philadelphia's record?
It's 500.
I mean, I think that Philly, I think, is down one. But either way, they're right.
Oh, they
there.
Are. Yeah, they're right there, 5-7.
Yeah. So, but my point is that Philadelphia's at home, you know, and I've seen, you know, different lines in this game. And right around Pick'em, you're going to see plus one, minus one. You can get Philly plus one. So are you really telling me Buffalo's 4 points better than Philadelphia? Doesn't make sense to me with Bradford playing. So I actually like the Eagles.
How much does Bradford make a difference? A point over Sanchez?
A point over Sanchez. And though that was something, you know, I actually didn't call around again on that one, but Sanchez didn't show much. That was when Sanchez was starting the first game. That was, you know, maybe it's a point and a half at this point.
Real quickly, RJ, who's the other favorite that you like this week?
You know, I actually, let's see here. Let me run down the list of my favorites. Because, like I said, I like Cincinnati. And, you know, oh, okay, Monday night. Boy, this one's fun. And
oh, boy, you're gonna make me sad.
I'm going to surprise you. For the first time this year, I actually like the Giants.
Oh, my gosh, finally.
First time this year. Here's why.
You're about to go into a sad world, RJ, where you feel like you're getting value on the Giants.
Well, yes, I hear you. Is you hear these stats, like if the game was like 58 minutes, they'd be 10-2 or whatever. but here's the thing. Now, and I know we don't have a ton of time, but let's just take a minute on this if we can. Let's look at turnover differential for the Giants, because they really aren't a good team. And I'm going to tell you at the very end why I still like them, though. They're plus 9 in turnover differential. If you look at every team in the league, and there's 13 of them that's plus 2 or better on turnover differential, every one of them, without exception, has a winning record except the Giants. Now, the flip side is that there's 16 teams with a negative turnover differential, and zero have a winning record. So 0 for 16, you just tell me one stat. What's your turnover differential? If it's negative, 0 for 16 in being a winning team. And if it's positive by plus 2 or more, 12 out of 13 are winning teams. The one exception is the Giants. How bad do you have to be in order to trump all of that? But why do I like Miami? It's because of who's calling the plays. They're having internal turmoil right now with the play calling. They've got a guy calling plays that's never called plays before. Last week, they had one play touchdown drive after a turnover. Great. Other 10 possessions, 9 punts, 1 fumble. This is a feeble team right now because of that disruption offensively. One pro bettor said Dolphins are playing checkers. The rest of the league is playing chess. And one last point, Miami's home field is not great. A lot of empty seats. Giants travel really well. A lot of retirees in Florida expect a lot of New York support at the Dolphins home stadium.
All right, that's RJ Bell. Now you've dragged me back in on the Giants too, both of you.
No. I don't want to enable you.
Oh, that's, I don't need any enabling. You should know that by now. RJ, founder of pregame.com. Thanks so much for joining us, man. Great stuff as always, and have a great week. Look forward to talking to you next week.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right. You can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. All right.
We're still getting people tweeting me and texting me about the Jong Adele segment.
I'm hearing nothing but positives.
Yeah. This was a great experience for everyone, I think.
I think so. And
I need to pee.
All right.
Well,
you know,
just flush. That's all I ask.
The over-under of when I needed to pee, I would have set it at 5.
Yeah.
I went over.
Yeah? You coming down a little bit now?
I'm still buzzed. I'm
really?
Still really buzzed.
Okay. I can kind of tell. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll have the Gym of the Day, which we ought to just play that the rest of the show for Gym of the Day and, hell, the rest of the show. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975. Hey, you can't love someone. I'm messing with another. No, you came with a war. Fighting with your brother. You want to have peace. Gotta love one another.
ESPN 975. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This year's Blitz shirt commemorates the pepper spray incident and is on sale right now. Available in black or navy and in sizes for all types. You can find it at the UT Co-op store in Uptown Park. Or for stress-free shopping, log on to universitycoop.com. Get yours now and get your Blitz on. For some reason, I seem to think next year's shirt is probably going to be Jong singing Adele. I think it's a possibility.
What'd Maybe
you get,
so.
What'd you get over there?
Cake.
Oh, okay.
I'm supposed to be getting less fat, but I can't.
It's kind of hard because people always bring this alcohol around here and food and everything else. But anyway, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right. We've been kind of keeping up with the beer mile people. I really think at some point this would be a good idea for us to sponsor a beer mile. Well, a Texas grandmother became the oldest person to complete a beer mile.
How old?
Take a guess.
66.
Way under.
Oh.
Try 81.
What?
Not only that, she beat her 47-year-old daughter. Elvira Montez from El Paso finished at 20 minutes and 24.62 seconds.
Wow, good for her.
Her daughter came in at 21 minutes and 15.667 seconds. Her son-in-law did not finish. So the 81-year-old said, I'm not a big beer drinker. I like beer when the weather is real hot and there's nothing else to drink. I'm really a scotch drinker. Chivas, if it's available. If it was scotch we were drinking instead of beer, I would have run a lot faster. But that's kind of the point, is you have to stop and chug the beer. But yeah. 81 years old.
Good for her.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Actually, we should do a shot mile.
Mm.
Beer and a shot. That's what we should do. That's what blitzers would do.
I would just drop it. I would drop the shot in the beer.
Yeah, well, you could do that. That works. How fast do you think you could do that?
I don't know. 10 minutes?
Yeah, I'm thinking 10 minutes. Seems about right.
I feel like you'd start feeling pretty crappy. Like I'm just going to go ahead and add on 2-3 minutes somewhere in there,
yeah.
for what you're drinking. So yeah, I'll go under 10 minutes.
Okay.
I don't know an exact number, but I'd go under,
yeah,
10
I
minutes.
Think I could probably do 10. It'd be close. I couldn't do much faster than that. I mean, I have a hard time running that fast anyway, although I think alcohol would help me. I would actually get faster because I'd be in a hurry to get to the next beer.
That's true.
So anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Before we do that, can we get Danny on? He's been on hold for a while. Is that okay, John? What's up, Danny?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hello?
Yeah,
hey, sports, go. Action, sports.
Oh, cool. Hey, I'm sure y'all probably already talked about both these things today, but I just got off work a little bit ago. I had a question. Which program between Texas and A&M do you think is thinks in more disarray right now with Kyle Allen transferring and the president and AD of Texas having to fly up to Tulsa to beg the co-OC to come down and be their offensive coordinator?
It's Texas, and it's not even close right now. I mean, A&M, on the offensive side of the ball, that thing is a little bit of a mess. But, I mean, compared to what A&M, what their realistic expectations are, things aren't going terribly poorly, you know? I mean,
you got to wonder, though, about, you know, losing five-star quarterbacks in back-to-back years. Yeah. That's not a good sign. And
I think once Jake Spavital is gone, things will get a lot better around there.
Isn't that Granato's buddy?
Is it?
Yeah, he's on with him. Isn't he on every week with Granato?
Yeah, every week.
Are they going to be on when he gets fired? Because that'll probably change things up a little bit. It'll be awkward at that point.
I don't know how much of it's on him and on how much of it is just – and you're going to have – when you keep recruiting guys like this, you're going to have issues. You can't play them all. And so, yeah, I don't know. I also think Johnny Manziel set a high bar there. As much as I hate him as a pro quarterback, it's kind of hard for somebody to come in and do what he did. But what are you going to do? You know what? You should just go home and have a good night's sleep on your new mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. That's what you should do. And this Christmas, you can give the gift that we'll keep giving. How about this? 10% off the showroom models. And this is if you've already got a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, why don't you buy a gift for somebody else? You get that 10% off. Give the gift of a great night's sleep. How about the Paris King set down to $799.99? The London Luxury King set, $999.99. And I can tell you, that is an amazing, amazing bed. Make it a very Merry Christmas. Buy straight from the factory and save. That's how they work at Texas Mattress Makers. You go in there, they make the mattresses right there. They custom fit them for you, and they sell them directly to you. If you go to a retail store, there's this huge markup. You're paying way too much money. That's why they're going to tell you you're going to make 50% guaranteed. You're going to save 50% if you go into Texas Mattress Makers, and now you're going to get 10% off the showroom models just for the holidays. It's always about your sleep at Texas Mattress Makers. They will take care of you. If you go in there, tell them you're a blitzer. I promise you, they'll make you a great deal. Visit them at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation today. Better sleep at factory prices. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
Listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.